I'm here with Lee Sutton, victorious manager of the women's team today. A 3-0 win for over Little Lever in the final.
Yeah, it's a brilliant game. First half, would have thought would have been a team that's literally played the first game together. But after half time, girls went out and did exactly what they needed to do.
Yeah, they did. Pass and move did seem a little bit short on quality in the first half. I don't know whether they were just struggling with nerves or what.
I think, to be honest, it's probably down to the pitch. We've not played on a wide pitch, obviously grass, for a good while.
Yeah.
But again, you know, we normally thought 15, 20 minutes would have been in there and would have been performing, but unfortunately it wasn't. So we had to wait until the second half to obviously start delivering.
And Leah stepped up with the first one.
Yeah, brilliant. It's good really to get players that wouldn't normally score in the goals in the games to obviously get these goals in. So it's brilliant.
Yeah, I think she's got three or four already this season, but that was probably the best and most important by a long way.
Yeah, definitely. It was such a big game for the girls obviously to get the double, and it was emotional for a lot of them. So it's really good really to get the double.
And Shelby got her own double.
That's it. Yeah,
first one, what a cracker.
Yeah, again, a lot of them, I don't know, for some strange reason in big games, that the girls tend to panic and they make the job a lot harder for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and then, and really, once we sort of give them a talking to, then they sort of come down that little bit and they play like they know they can play.
Yeah.
And it's good football. That's what it's all about at the end of the day.
So we won't mention Kirsty's penalty shot.
Don't even go there.
No.
It's. I actually said if she were going to take it, I said to Jess, she's going to miss it. I could just tell with the frame of mind that they were in, it was just inevitable that we wasn't going to get anything.
I suppose if you'd have took it after Leah had scored her first, you might have just stroked it in the corner nice and simple, but you just blasted it over, really.
Yeah, it's certain. And to be honest, we've done it quite a few times over the course of the season.
Mm.
And this is the thing, and it's good really to get a decent game. You know, it was a really tough game.
Yeah.
And it's good because it makes us play how we know the girls can play, and it shows their true talent at the end of the day, and it's obviously a good win which gives us a double.
Yeah, nobody learns anything if you're winning 10-0 every week. You've really got to have a team that's giving you a good battle, and Little Lever did that.
That's it. It's, you know, all respect to them. You know, they've come along today, yes, as the underdogs as such, but the first half they wanted it more than we did.
Mm.
And that was the worrying thing about it. And obviously the girls knew that. As individuals, they knew exactly what they were doing, but as a team, they just wasn't performing together.
No.
And second half, obviously, they've gone out there and played how we know they can play, and obviously come back with a win.
Yeah, they were better in defence. They just seemed to be shy some really good sort of like striker up front who could hold the ball up for him or put in any dangerous shots. But we had one with Shelby, and that second one will live long in the memory from today.
That's it. Absolutely brilliant game. We've got the semi-final to go now, and hopefully the last final to get the treble.
Yep, so that's next week back at our ladies against Chiltonians.
Yeah, that's the one.
Right, Blakely, you heard it here. Next Sunday, be there for the semi-final. Support the double-winning girls.
That's it.
Thanks very much, Lee Sutton.
Cheers.